Stamp.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. Another Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Well, I'm actually live in the LA Talk Radio studio. I'm in the studio. Remember when we had Spongette on? Where you be in the studio? That's where I am. We've got a full show tonight. I've got Hunter Cross here, Monroe King, who does all of the Max and Friends theme song for however many years. Yes, she's here with us tonight. She's going to drop her new music here. And of course, Sean Scott is in the studio. And just a moment, Nikki Haskell's here. I gotta let you all know there's been some sad news, not only in my personal life, but in the lives of millions and millions of Jackie Collins fans. Our friend Jackie Collins has passed away. Yes, that's the sad breaking news, but all you all know that by now. So we're gonna just play a quick song here. Not even a song. We're gonna just do some of the show in tribute to the divine Jackie Collins. She's been a guest on Max and Friends many times, and here's one of our interviews. So welcome back, Jackie Collins, to Max and Friends.
Well, it is great to be here, Max. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I heard that that was Lucky Song, I Will Survive.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Every woman loves that song because it really, it gives you strength and power. And one of the things I try to do in my books is empower women. And Lucky empowers women. And it's great that she has a kind of theme song that goes with her.
She sure does. Well, Jackie Collins, what's your theme song?
Oh, my theme song is What's Going On.
One, two, three, four. Of you crying, brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me, honey, so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. Ooh! Come on, man. Woo!
That was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye for the divine Jackie Collins. My guest, Nikki Haskell, is joining me now. Nikki Haskell, Aren't you just so sad about this news of our dear friend Jackie Collins?
Oh, please, you can't imagine.
So here we are. We're both in LA, and it was such a shocking news. Where were you when you found out?
Well, you know, I'm very close to Jackie, but really close to Joan. And I got a call sort of out of nowhere yesterday saying, did you know that Jackie Collins died? I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. So I called Barbara Davis, and she said that, you know, she was surprised that they had put the cat out of the bag, because what they had tried to do was to bring all of Jackie's family to Los Angeles before this had happened. But unexpectedly,
yeah,
she died. They didn't think she was going to die that soon. They thought that she was going to live for several more days.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we were, like, I didn't know of the whole sickness, but when I was coming out here, we had spoken, we were going to get together at one point, and, you know, we just had her on the show not too long ago. She was coming back on the show. We loved having Jackie Collins on Max and Friends.
I was at a, just before I came back to New York, I was at a big party on Labor Day weekend, and Jackie was there, so, I mean, we were all there together. So, you know, it makes you reevaluate your life and your friends and your family.
Yeah.
And also your own life and, you know, how important certain people are to you. And now is the time that, you know, you have to tell people that you love them, tell your family, tell people that have been good to you in all your life, because you never know. You know, here today, gone tomorrow.
That's right. And what I love about you, well, I love you, Nikki.
The two words are never spoken.
Nikki Haskell, I love you, and I love that you take life literally to the max, because I always see you doing your thing, and you really live life to the fullest.
I do.
You are everywhere, every minute of life.
I used to try to get 2 minutes into every minute. Now I try to get 10 minutes into every minute.
there you go. Well, our buddy.
You know why? Because you turn around. You're 20 years old. You turn around. You're 40 years old. You turn around. You're 60 years old. You say, "My God, what have I done? Have I accomplished anything?" And sitting around and waiting for things to happen.
And
never
then when
happened.
You're 6 years old, you want to turn around and do a 20-year-old. But you know what, Nikki Haskell? Our buddy Sean Scott is in the studio with me here now. So, Sean, say hi to Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Sean. Huh? How you doing, kitty?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
In fact, this week I have a very busy week. I'm doing a documentary on Donald Trump on the History Channel on this weekend, next weekend, which should be sort of interesting. Because when I had my television show, The Nikki Haskell Show, I worked on the project together with Donald to shoot the Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And that's why I have so much footage on him.
Yeah.
I have cases of footage because I shot the groundbreaking and, you know, the topping off. I've got Donald on top of the Trump Tower with the mayor and the governor. And
I know. You're such a party animal. What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight after the Emmys? Let's hang
tonight,
out.
Tonight, I am going to the HBO party.
Oh.
Which is the most fabulous party.
Oh.
It's so funny because, you know, they do it at the Design Center, and they build out the whole front of the Design Center.
Yeah.
And everybody always kids me because somehow I end up wearing whatever the color scheme is.
What are you wearing tonight?
So the first year this happened, I wore a pink and white beaded dress.
Oh.
And the theme was all pink and white leopard.
Okay.
Chairs and tables and everything.
Ooh,
and every year, even my friend that's the head of publicity said to me, "So what are you going to wear this year?" I said, "I'm wearing a red dress." And I drove by today and the whole thing is red. So once again, I'm going to look like I came with the set.
Oh, my God. It's okay. I bet you look hot and red.
Oh, it's fun. No, it's going to be great.
What?
Have a hot date.
Who's your date, Nikki Haskell?
That's what I want to know.
I have a friend of mine, a very handsome man by the name of Robin Plunkett.
You are always with handsome men. And what's the jewelry going to be tonight, Nikki? Because you're always in some divine jewelry.
My dress is, the whole top of my dress is jeweled, so it makes it sort of difficult
always
to wear
jeweled.
A lot of jewelry. I wear diamond earrings and a diamond watch.
Ooh,
the dress is totally jeweled on the top. And it's got a nude top, so it looks like I'm wearing a big, huge ruby necklace. But it's part of the dress.
Oh, that sounds hot. Wait, but I thought Max and I were going to be your date. You replaced us. I thought Max and I were going to be your date.
Well, next year. We'll definitely do it. You know, there's a lot of awards coming up.
That's
right. We got
plenty
of time this year. This is just the beginning, darling.
This is just the beginning because the best is yet to come, right? That was Ivana Trump's book. Remember, the best is yet to come?
Yes. I'm in that book a lot.
Yes, I know you are. But Nikki, just, you know, I told Sam, who's here at LA Talk Radio, he has the show Sam in the Morning. I said, you have to be on Sam's show. You were just doing SiriusXM. Tell us what you were doing on Studio 54.
You guys will call me.
Yeah, what were you doing on Studio 54? The radio show on Sirius.
Studio 50. I'm doing that. I already shot the show. Mm-hmm. It'll be on next Sunday, Studio 54. You know that when I had the Nikki Haskell show, Myra, who used to work for Steve LaBelle, came and worked for me. And she used to have a little shrine in the corner of my apartment, and she would play Beatles music, and that's how we got the show. That's how we got our workday started.
Hey, Nikki, what was one of your favorite moments at Studio 54?
I think probably really my favorite moment was when I launched a Thriller on the Bridge of Studio 54 with Michael Jackson. That was a pretty intense. I thought, because this was just when videos first started to come out, and Michael had just launched the album, and he came to the party because he was best friends I can't think of his name now, the one that played The King and I.
The King and I.
Yul Brynner.
Yes,
he was best friends with Yul Brynner, and I gave this big party to Yul Brynner when he went back the last time for The King and I.
Hey, Nikki.
And Michael was...
I got to ask you real quick. Tell us about your Facebook picture, with your hot man in that Facebook picture you got going on right now.
Which one?
You and George Hamilton.
Oh, George Hamilton. Yay, George. He was at the party that Jackie was at.
Yeah.
We were at a big party at a friend of mine's house, and I love George Hamilton. He's so adorable. You know, I went out with George Hamilton when I was 19 years old, and the first time we went out, we went to the Beverly Hills Hotel. And you know who we met?
Who did you meet?
Howard Hughes.
Nikki, I have a question for you. Did I see you on Inside Edition with Beverly Johnson? I did.
I might have been on it. They might have showed me, yes. Beverly's so great.
I saw you.
The new book is out.
Yeah, we totally saw that picture
selling
of you.
Like crazy.
Yeah. No, if you do not, like, if you're not friends with Nikki Haskell on Facebook, you have to follow her. It's like your posts, like, I live through you. They're amazing. I love it.
Thank you. Everybody, you know, I've got to tell you the truth. It's sort of a phenomenon. People stop me on the street and say, oh my God, we love your little videos. Why don't you have a television show? Toodaloo!
Yes. Toodaloo. I love Nikki Haskell, Toodaloo. That's your show.
My little Toodaloo.
But Nikki, we're so happy that you were able to come and spend some time with us here on Max and Friends. And
I love you guys. I love you guys.
We love you so much.
Max, last time I saw you, we were at Donahue's.
Oh, I love Donahue's. Well, I'm going to see you hopefully tomorrow at Soho House.
See you tomorrow. You're going to call me in the morning so we can check in, right?
And I'm going to follow you all night tonight. I'm going to stalk you on Instagram. No, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to, like, be all over.
I'll be there. When I get off the phone with you, I'm going to get everything all ready. I'm putting on my eyelashes even as we speak.
How you doing?
Oh.
All right, Nikki Haskell, put those lashes on. Have the best time tonight, and I look forward to your videos.
And just want, we love you, Jackie. We're going to miss you forever.
Yeah, we do love you,
you
Jackie.
You left an indelible mark on our lives.
Yeah. Well, to Jackie Collins, we say toodaloo.
I say toodaloo to you too, darling.
I'll talk to you soon, Nikki Haskell.
Tomorrow.
Big hug. All right, well, we're going to just move
Thanks
on here. Because what is everybody listening to right now here on LA Talk Radio? Radio. This is Max and Friends, and that was my girl Monroe King, who just so happens to be like sitting literally like 2 feet away from me. I'm like so giddy and smiley because we were like just tapping, not like in the sense of like having sex, but like tapping. Y'all know what that means. Welcome back to Max and Friends, my girl Monroe King.
Hello, it's so good to be back.
Oh my God, you've been doing my theme song forever.
Years.
And like everyone's like, are you going to change the theme? We love it, but are you going to do it for your new season? Because that's what we're promoting tonight. I'm like, why? Like, you don't change a horse in midstream.
Yeah, you don't change perfection when you get it.
Hello. And that is perfection. Because I remember when you first sent it to me, you're like, oh, Max, like, we put everything in there from cooking to Hot Topics. And I was like, you just, like, in a jingle wrote my whole life.
I know, and I did that on the airplane, actually.
You see, where were you flying to?
It was from New York to LA when I was like fully bi-coastal. Now right. I'm like now just, LA.
Yeah, LA. LA proved too much for this man, so I was on the midnight train. But I'm back now in the studio here. Monroe, tell us what you've been up to. You've got some amazing, you're like, I shouldn't say reinvented yourself, but I think you've aligned with who you truly are. So tell us where you are right now in your life.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. It's taken a few years for me to kind of really test out several different things in terms of music and different genres and inspirations.
Musically, where are you now?
Well, for a while, I was doing sort of the Kesha thing. And, you know, when dance music really popped off, like, that's when I started writing. So I did the dance music, and now I'm sort of transitioning into more, like, classic,
timelessness.
Everyone
seems to be transitioning in
yeah.
LA.
Well, the pop is just so, theme. It's too, it's like flash in the pan, you know? Like,
right.
I want something timeless and, like, real.
Like grassroots, would you say? Or your roots?
I would say like, well, it's yet to be defined, to be honest with you. But I mean, the song Valentine that I have online, that's sort of going in the vein of like the authenticity that I'm really looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had this conversation the other day about authenticity. At that time when you were doing your thing, you were still authentic.
For sure.
But now you're authentic to where you are now. Because we kind of minimize our past of our authenticity. But you're here now. You're doing your thing. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in a long minute. But you look so good. The song, you're with Universal now?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello.
I know. That was the universe just putting that into my
life. Rising up at
Universal. I know. I was like, the universe, Universal. Like, oh my God. Could it be more perfect? It's just poetic.
What, like when you signed your name to the contract, where were you mentally? Like, where were you?
Well, I was on Sunset Boulevard at my entertainment lawyer's place, and I just soaked it all in. I really tried to, like, really enjoy the moment because, you know, I don't want to flash through things and not really, like, get to soak it in. So I was really present, and I was able to fully absorb the whole experience.
Everything.
And it's been such a learning experience.
It has,
and
yeah.
And now I really know that I want to do the artist thing and, like, not just be a songwriter for other artists.
You want to be you.
Yeah.
And Sean, you're sitting here nodding your head. You're like sitting next to him, the Monroe King.
I know. Well, this is the first time that I met you, and just like everything I heard you just say, I'm just like, yeah, I was really feeling it.
Resonates, it. Like, right?
It does resonate.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting. You just signed Universal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
And the two of you are like both in LA, so I have to like see some posts with you together.
Yeah, we should go out.
Where do you
something.
Live?
I live like right below Runyon on Hollywood and Fuller.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm in Venice. So
oh, okay.
It's a hike, but.
It is a trek.
It's a trek. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I love going to Hollywood. There's nothing like it, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
in
yeah.
doses for me, I couldn't live there. I don't know.
Like a beach person.
Yeah, I need nature.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like the ocean. Like I'm a Pisces, so I gotta be near the ocean.
I moved to LA to get away from nature, so I'm like, I'm gonna live in the city. Goodbye, Marina. Goodbye, Venice. I live in the concrete jungle. That's
yeah.
my nature.
But that's where, you know, where dreams are made of. We were
exactly.
in that store today that
yeah.
carries your line, Sean. And
yeah.
we were like, ooh, how you doing, line?
I
don't think we didn't go check it out right
I
after
know,
we had
right?
lunch today
yeah.
at Pump. And
Pump, how was Pump, by
girl,
the way?
Girl, you should have been.
Were you pumping?
The
you
conversations
know
we had at Pump
they
are
were
like,
good. Well, Hunter Cross is going to join us later on in the show. We're going to kind of have those conversations because I know that you all like can't stand Hunter, but we love him in a good way.
We love his eyewear, though.
His eyewear
is super,
good.
It's fresh.
Too bad
it's
we're not
good.
On TV right now.
Yeah.
So everyone
well,
can see the eyewear.
We're kind of talking about him right now, but how you doing, Hunter Cross?
I'm great, thank you.
You in the studio, too.
Yes, I am.
Are you happy that you're finally
oh,
here?
Oh, I'm happy I'm here.
Yeah, happy. We should be playing the song Happier Now, but we're going to play one of Monroe's songs in just a little
yes.
bit. Because you have, like, written your heart out with this song. So tell us about this song and what it really evokes and what it means and what do you want people to get from it?
Well, it was right after a breakup, actually, and it's called Valentine.
My birthday.
That's right.
Yes.
And it was around that time, and I was writing with this kid. He's Swedish, actually, and he has, like, sort of a following in Sweden. And I met him at UCLA songwriting class, which mm-hmm. was... I kind of like to keep, like, you know, working in a few different places,
right.
not just in, like, Universal.
Yeah.
Like, you never know where the magic's going to happen. And I'm never, like, too good for, like, anything, so.
Where does the magic happen for you?
In
Max
my heart.
And friends.
In my heart.
In your heart.
Yeah.
So, set
in
this
my
song
poetry.
Up. Set this song up, and we're going to play it. So
yeah, and I actually invoked, like, Saint mm-hmm. Valentine.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how,
he helped
and
write
here
it.
I am now. Like, now, has this been on the air, this song, yet?
It hasn't. No.
See, so Valentine's Day. Let's just break this down for a minute.
The synchronicity is beautiful.
This is how it works. Valentine's Day, you were like, you like had St. Valentine like take over your body, like in Ghost, right?
And I was like really looking, I was kind of looking at the past and like looking towards the future of like what I really wanted. And it's something that's like not really fully here yet. And like in the lyrics, it's like our love is like a new paradigm.
Right.
Like that's really what I want. I don't want like some codependent, like, you know,
no,
1950s like idea of relationship, you know, it's like two equals, like what does that look like? And so I was asking St. Valentine to really like
release it,
to like bring in the inspiration, to bring in that new paradigm. And I think that was achieved.
And the song is titled
Valentine
on Max and Friends by Monroe King. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Let me know what's going on in your life. I'm talking so fast. I need to just slow down because I'm looking at the clock. I'm in the studio. I'm like mad excited. Hunter Cross is here. Sean Scott is here. Monroe King is here. Valentine was just played on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Monroe, that was a groovy. I was like digging it.
You dig?
Yeah, because I can just picture myself like driving down. Like I see myself in a car, roof down, wind in the hair, driving down, ocean on the side, and just like loving life.
It's like a pleasant song. It's a pleasant feeling. And I really I feel good about that.
Is that where you are in your life right now, in a pleasant place?
Yeah, like really like just wholeness, you know, like something about that song. Like I just feel like my full like romantic self, you know, and that's just nice.
It's a big transition from Fashionista, which we do play here because, you know, we play that when we do like Best Dressed, we play it.
Stop.
Yeah, because we always cover like the Oscars, the Emmys, the this, the that. Did you just kick me?
It's called footsie. You're not supposed to say it out loud, Max. Gosh.
We're playing foot. I'm like, she just kicked me. She's like, I'm in a really pleasant place. Bam. No, I'm kidding.
It was such a tap.
It was a love tap. But Fashionista, we play when we like intro to our Best Dress.
Oh, good.
So you're always in my heart. Aww. You really are. So from Fashionista, where were you in Fashionista? Like mentally, spiritually, where were you?
Well, actually, my dad had just passed away, and I think, you know, it's a big thing in your life. Mm. So I sort of my dad was like very charismatic, and sort of like had he took all the light in the room, you know, and so there was finally enough space for me to like be my full self, and I just like came out
released
swinging.
It,
yeah,
right?
And
you're named after him too.
Yeah, exactly, and that's actually when, you know, Monroe became my first name, but before that, I was going by Lucy,
right,
Lucinda. So
then you flowered into Monroe.
I know. Then I bloomed. Yeah.
Into Monroe. Well, let's give him a taste of Fashionista here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Hunter Cross is going to be here. Sean Scott, Monroe King is staying here. We're going to give you some hot topics. We're going to talk the talk on Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what you think of the song. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Fashionista from my girl, Monroe King. I still love that song.
It's such a flashback.
I love that you're sitting here. And that was a throwback Thursday.
So
on a Sunday.
Throwback.
Okay.
So throwback.
But I love that you're like, is this a song?
I know. I was like, I haven't heard it in so long.
That's the version we have, girl.
I like that one, though. Yeah, that's a good, that one's sexy.
Because you know what? It's like pop, but it's soft.
Yeah.
You know, it has like, it makes you chill. But yeah. Sean Scott, what did you think of that song?
I really liked it when we were sitting here. We were testing.
You're like bouncing.
Yeah, I was bouncing. I was like, I get down with it. No, like it's really like the it thing. I could get down to on the. I could totally hear it on the radio in a club. Remix, not remix. Right? I love it. I really.
And Hunter, you were loving Valentine.
Yeah, I thought Valentine was great. I think I could hear that remixed in the club, and the other one too. It sounds fresh. Even that Fashionista sounds fresh. It doesn't sound like
they're very sexy.
It doesn't sound like an old song.
Yeah.
No, and that song was done. How many years ago?
Oh, my God.
But you see, that's timeless music. When you can play like, shit like that and it's still good years later.
Yeah.
You know, like, how many people can really do that? Madonna.
Yeah, my manager says that. He's like, it's not old because no one else has heard it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's good because even though, like, we heard it here, like, it's still fresh.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we play it and people are like, oh, my God, it's so, you're timeless.
Oh, yeah.
You're timeless.
It's manifesting.
Yes, you see, as we speak. And the time is clicking. But you're on LA Talk Radio right now. If you don't have our free app, shame on you because it's free. Speaking of apps, we're going to talk one just a little bit in Hot Topics. But go get the LA Talk Radio app. You can bring me to bed with you every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends.
You're such a hoe.
Listen, bring me to bed with you every Sunday night. I love that.
Max, hello, that's what the app is all
friends.
About. Okay, hello, Monroe, for the last how many
Max
years?
Max and Friends in bed.
Okay, people go to bed with you two every single Sunday when they hear Max and Friends. So it's not only me.
They probably
you're with them. Oh, yeah, you're going to drag me into bed with you. I am.
Now, listen, Joan Rivers did a show in bed with Joan. Okay, let's just talk about that. But what's everybody listening to right now here on LA Talk Radio?
Whips. LA Talk Radio.
Chains. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Sushi. All right, we're going to just like kind of like move things along here because we're just here. Like, I'm really excited. I'm looking out this window. The mountains are insane. The cypress trees are beautiful. Sam, I don't know where you are in this studio, but you need to do something with the back of that billboard. Because if I were here in the studio every night now, I'd be like, that ain't going to work. And call the mountain and make it move to the left a little. No, I'm kidding. I love it here. And I've got to tell you all, because sitting right next to me, how many years have we been doing this show together? Two only?
Three years.
Probably, right? Every time you hear me say, like, Ronnie, you're like, okay, Max has, like, voices in his head and whatnot. No, Ronnie is, like, without Ronnie, my show wouldn't happen. So I just adore you. I'm
Yay,
so happy
Ronnie.
To meet you in person. Yay. You're, like, sitting here, like, I'm not speaking. I'm not on the air. This is not new. Ronnie's very quiet.
She's the LA Talk Radio angel.
She is LA Talk Radio angel. And my angel, because seriously, when I'm in wherever I am, Florida, Colorado, Italy, like, you've been international with me. Wherever I am, there you are on Sunday nights. Monroe and Ronnie are like the two ladies in my life on Aww. Sunday night at 8 o'clock here on LA Talk Radio. But speaking of ladies in life, we were at lunch today at Pump. How you doing, Lisa Vanderpump? We had a great lunch there. It was fun. Hunter, what did you think?
Yeah, it was great.
You're like rolling your eyes like, this is really boring.
No.
Like, let's talk
about lunch. That's interesting.
Okay.
What'd you have for lunch?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that great? Mm. Isn't it nice to have good guests on the show?
I mean, good food is good food. That's interesting to me.
I don't know if it was good food, but it was fun.
Have you been to Pump?
Good enough food.
Yeah, that was lunch.
Have you been to Pump? No, it's cool. Go there at night. It's like for the ambiance. It's very sexy. They would play Valentine at Pump.
Really?
All right, they would. So get it happening, Sean Scott.
Yeah, I'll make it happen. I know everyone at Pump.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I am there so much. I'll pump it up.
Yeah.
I'll pump it up so hard.
It's Sean Scott Straight Up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
So,
we're just messing around.
Guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to?
Where
what
are you
is
going
the hot gossip? Yeah. Tell me everything.
Tell me everything, Hunter Cross. What was the conversation at lunch today, though, speaking of lunch?
Oh, God.
And and speaking of eating things.
What did we not talk about at
lunch?
Well,
we talked about everything. We talked about prostatic vaginas. We talked...
penises.
Yeah, well, we were talking about how, you know, where transgender male to females put their junk, you know, in pre-op.
Trans has changed everything, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I actually want to dress up as a man for Halloween now.
Well,
now
that's what the person at lunch said. He's like, I want to be trans.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Well,
and we're
going to
call you
trans
for the day.
Yeah. I want to be a man for a day.
Okay, for a day. But here's the question
for a day.
I propose.
It's nice to have a penis.
Okay, but here's the question I propose.
Well, she can have one whenever she wants.
Because she's right.
I mean,
okay, speaking of, all right, grab control of the show, Max.
Okay. Rain it in.
Here's the deal, because the question that proposed was this. You know, especially now with all these dating apps, speaking of apps, so we're going to talk about one of your favorite ones in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on a Grindr, if you're on a Tinder, if you're on whatever, let's just say Tinder for the sake that more people can understand or relate with it. And you're on Tinder and you see like a really hot guy, right? And you're like, ooh, that could actually work. No swipe, click yes. How you doing? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Guy shows up. You all hang out. You chill. You have friends in common, right? But you never ask the question because he's like a cute guy. Y'all getting ready to do your thing, right?
Do what thing? Like,
you're about to go down on
you about to.
Are you going all the way?
No, you're going to second base.
You about to get down.
Uh-huh. Okay. Down.
And you're just about to get down. And you find out that this hot guy has a vagina.
Wait, so here's the question.
that would be
here's
really
the question.
Awkward. I actually just heard something on the radio the other day about this couple who had been together for like 2 years and they were going to get married and they were trying to have a baby, but this girl was actually born a man and she like revealed it to him on the radio.
You didn't know?
She didn't. I mean, I feel so bad for that guy.
Well, I'm going to reveal on the radio here on Max and Friends that I am trans spiritual. I am just a spirit in transit.
Oh.
So, but what was the question?
Wait, so the question is you're going down this guy, you're like totally in the zone, and he has a vagina. So do you like go for it or you're like dip the fuck out?
Sounds traumatizing. I would dip out.
All right. Would you really?
Yeah.
Okay. And now.
But I think
Hunter.
I would know before I got there, to be honest with you. Like, how do you know?
That was
know?
The question. We were talking about.
Like, you have to secretly know and like want it, right?
There was a scene on Call Me Kate where a group of transgender, male to female transgenders were sitting around a table talking about, well, you know, when I'm doing the social dating and what have you, you know, it all falls apart when, you know, I finally have to reveal that I'm trans. And some of them were saying, well, why do you have to tell him? It's none of his business, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, geez, really? You're not going to, you want this to turn into really go south once you're ready to do the deed?
You want
to
have the
conversation. You don't want to have the conversation then in a dark room with like, I didn't sign up for a dick.
I mean, this is when trans is, like, confusing, you know?
Well, that's the, you know.
It's just I think you need to be true.
Trans is super confusing.
Like, you want to make a whole show about it. Literally, Sean and I are going to be doing a show about it. Candace Kane is joining us. Yes. Shani's joining us. Lena Bradford is joining us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not the point for us. Maybe it's confusing because we have it. But these are lives that people have lived their whole life.
Yeah.
So it's just like, let's shine the picture. And not the Caitlyn Jenner way. Not that I'm bashing it by any means.
Right.
But let's shine the light on the reality of not this, let's step out in this glamorous world. And here I am with big lips and a great body and a Versace dress.
And so much plastic
it doesn't work
surgery.
That way.
Like,
right?
That's not a woman. I'm sorry.
No. When you're walking down the streets of West Hollywood, you don't see trans teens dressed decked out in Versace.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they all just like itching and like they're like ready to just like they look homeless. And I'm
I think one of the things I think that we need to get past is that even the trans folks need to be open and willing to discuss it with people. Well, I had a situation once, and Max may remember this. I'll leave the particular trans person's name out, but I asked a question about her prior life. I got shaded. She didn't want to talk about it. And she was looked at me like, you know, that is off limits. Mm. And I thought, why is that off limits? Why can't we talk about it so that I can better understand it?
Like, where are the boundaries?
Why should there be boundaries?
Well, I mean, that's what's confusing for me is the boundaries of, like, how we talk about it, you know, because it's become, like, a public conversation, but then no one can really talk about it. It's only, like, you can only say good things about it.
You can't expect people to understand you if you
aren't
willing
to
talk about
yourself. It's not a real
yourself.
Conversation, you know?
True.
Because there's...
What's a real conversation, though? Here's the thing that
like
I think...
Like,
you know what?
Discussion, I guess.
It is. Well, tell us... Hunter, tell us about the time when we were talking about GMO foods. This is actually... We got a lot of emails about
this. Like 2 weeks
about
ago
this.
Now.
So if you want to email anybody, email me, max@maxtucci.com. Tweet me @MaxTucci. Hashtag Hunter Cross. Hashtag Max and Friends. Hashtag tranny question. And that was the word that got us in trouble. And I'm sorry if I'm using it like inappropriately, but Like, that's just the lingo that I know. It's, so, give what up. Tell
political
us
correctness is such nonsense.
I agree. It's censorship in, like, a more, like, passive, like, social way.
You know, Louis C.K. once said, a lot of times it has to do with whether you're putting stink on the word. You know, if I use tranny in, like, a really nasty, stank way, well, then that's offensive. But I just, if you say, oh, yeah, she's a tranny, that's just I'm referring to her in a...
Okay, but then do we use the word honky, whitey? Like,
well, I get it. Listen, Louis C.K., you said that Jew was the one. He said, you could say, oh, he's a Jew. Or you could say, oh, yeah, he's a Jew.
For the record, Hunter's a Jew, so he can say it that way.
Doesn't matter. The point is, no, we can all say it that way. The point is that Louis said, and I think he was 100% right, it has to do with the stank. If you're saying something in a respectful way, simply to refer to someone, then really there shouldn't be this hang-up about what word you chose to use.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of stank, I mean, if the guy that you're going with has a stank of a girl, then I think that speaks for itself.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of stank...
Like a Chevy Impala from Avis.
Right.
Smells like...
There you go. Oh, speaking of, let's just drop the bomb real quick.
Sorry, I had to do that.
You and I are going to have a little fight afterwards. How you doing, everybody walking in the studio? 1, 2, 3. Those are some straight men right there. If I ever saw straight men in my life. Just walked in. LA Talk Radio Studio.
Yeah, all the hot ones are gay.
No, they think they were...
Things are lot.
They look like trannies to me.
And those were some butch lesbians on hormones. But listen, speaking of, no, here's the story because
you
we were talking about GMOs. And what's your point? When you have, there's a sticker on your fucking fruit that it's GMO, but there's not one on your sexual organs. So tell your point.
Right. Well, my point was that this whole idea that these folks were lamenting that their dating life was being ruined because they had to reveal who they really were. That, in fact, you know, I may look like a woman and I am a woman. I am self-identifying a woman. Mm-hmm. But yet when you get me home and you lift my skirt, there's a penis in there. So I think that they were suggesting that they wouldn't have to tell each other or tell their prospective partner, you know, that I'm a transsexual person.
Right.
And I was saying, I don't understand
that.
Of course. Yeah. Just like you want to know what's in your food. You want to know if your food's organic. You want to know if there's GMOs, if there's all of this. You want to know what you're putting into your body. And that's just, does it really matter? In the scheme of things, does it really matter if you ate a GMO burger or an organic burger? Not really. Maybe a little bit in terms of at the end. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, it doesn't really matter all about what you eat because they chop the bad years off at the end. So
I don't know, though. Whenever I eat, like, bad meat or, like, meat that hasn't been, like, humanely grown, I can, like, taste the difference.
I can, too.
Well, there's definitely.
Like, karmically.
Yeah, my point is...
Sensitive.
Oh, okay.
Me
karmically.
Too. I can feel...
You lost me. You lost me.
You just lost
Well, I can feel their pain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, if there was a sad... Like, sometimes I've eaten chicken tenders or something, and I can taste it when it's, like, a sad chicken.
Those are sad chickens. Those were sad chickens. Yeah.
But I love happy chicken.
They never saw the light of day, those chickens.
Oh, little angels.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the light of day, I just want to, like, play something here real quick. I'm just messing around.
Hey, y'all, guys and girls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
I just want to, like, pick a topic so we can drop it on Max and Friends. You want to talk about this app, so let's talk about it.
Oh, my God. My latest obsession is this new app called Happify.
How do we Happify?
So, well, I actually saw on Katie Couric has like, she's like recommended this, and it's been created by neuroscientists and based off of research on basically trying to live a more positive and happy life. Mm-hmm. So it has these games that are designed to help you focus more on the positive. Mm-hmm. And I've only been doing it for 2 days, and I've already noticed results. And I just had to share that because
I love it. I'm going to try it.
I'm down for positivity and happiness, right?
Here's the thing. Here's the question. I'm going to go down the line and say, I'll just wait. What really makes you happy?
Doing a good job. And
what
being appreciated.
So many different things make me happy.
I said name one thing that makes
me happy,
I
can't think
Sean
of one
Scott.
Thing. You just put me on the spot.
Really?
I can't think of it now.
A pitcher of blackberry drink from Pump doesn't make you happy?
A coconut mojito from Pump makes me happy.
Okay, there you go. Simple things in life. Yes. Hunter, what makes you happy?
Job well done.
Well, we're doing a job well done here on Max and Friends. What makes me happy is you tuning into Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. How was that for a little slide in? All right, well, here's the deal. Someone else just walked in.
How you doing?
Like, hi, Max Tucci's in the studio. I need to get a wave when you walk by. Don't just walk by Studio One. How you doing? He looked like he about to shoot me.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with that.
I think it's time to go. Not yet. We got some more time to chill here on Max and Friends. I love all the people here. There's a lot of shows. If you haven't seen them, go to latalkradio.com. You can literally see shows here now. There's a studio just across the hall. There's some wonderful streaming. Hey, Sam, you're in that studio now, but thank you so much. I got to give a massive shout out to Rolanda Watts. And I love
Auntie Roro.
Auntie Roro. Auntie Roro, I'm chilling at her crib in L.A. under the D. How you doing?
Rolanda.
Yes.
We miss you.
Yes, but Sundays with Rolanda, you need to be on her show.
I need.
She just had the entire cast of Empire on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God, everybody. This Wednesday night is the premiere of Empire on Fox. My girl Cookie. I love me some Cookie Hunter. We have this really good Wednesday night party called Cookie Wednesdays. Right? Everybody come over. We all watch Empire.
Do you make cookies?
I was just about to ask
cookies.
That.
What cookies do you make?
What Hunter? Kind?
Gluten-free, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course they're gluten-free because, you know, gluten is the great Satan.
It is.
But no, you know what? It's funny because we were just talking about gluten-free and, like, basically eat ice. And they're like, oh, I can't eat ice because it rolled over rivers and I have a, like, intolerance to lime rock or something.
Who's on this?
People.
People.
But the funny thing is that, like, what's the next craze, Hunter? Like, people are going to be allergic to calcium?
I don't know what, yeah. Well, I don't, yeah, today it's gluten. There was an entire restaurant we were at recently. Where the whole menu was gluten-free, and I thought, isn't that ridiculous?
Very
so many options. So many options.
Oh, I love
I thought it was ridiculous.
That's literally
the bread tastes like shit. It was terrible.
Yeah, no, their bread can be bad.
We were in Colorado last weekend?
No.
Yeah. Everyone thinks like I'm having an affair with Hunter, but maybe I am. I don't know.
Ooh, I like that.
Sean Scott.
I just got excited. Hey.
Sean Scott.
Sean like, wants to be the cream.
My Sean Scott's like, hey.
It's Sean Scott Straight Up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
It is straight up, isn't it?
So straight up.
I love being here just that I can hit these hot buttons. Like, this show would be so... I mean, I'm dynamic as it is, but, you know, sometimes you got to throw on some shit. But, yeah, we were just in Colorado, and what happened... What happened?
What happened
at
where?
At that restaurant.
Oh, that restaurant was terrible. Well, I just thought we were talking about the gluten-free
burger.
The entire restaurant was gluten-free. And the food was terrible, and I'm not sure if it would have been any better if they had gluten
any
in their
better?
Food. But we were just talking about the whole gluten thing and that, you know, for years, decades, like, no one even spoke about gluten. And now we understand that there are certain people with some sensitivities and real dietary restrictions. But the vast majority of the public has no such restriction, and it's just a fad.
A fad.
And it's fine. If you're into the fad, that's great, too. And if it makes you feel better, that's fantastic.
Right.
But it is, you know, I think a fad, and we'll see. You know, there'll be something else.
Fads with results, like, I've got to be honest.
Hey, fads with results.
Like, it's sort of like putting, like, regular into a Porsche. Like, you just don't do it. You know? Gluten-free is putting super.
She got you. She fucking got you.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things. Do you put regular and a car like
there isn't
that?
Any evidence that there's anything wrong with gluten. That's the problem.
Okay.
Unless you have a gluten sensitivity.
Okay.
I have a gluten sensitivity.
Well, listen, I love you, Evil, but I'm calling you out real quick. Because yesterday... Oh, God, no, I can't do this. But yesterday we were at Amarachi or something.
Oh, please don't mention that place.
Whatever. It was cute. It was fun. Yeah. And her daughter was like... I was like, do you want this? And he was like, well, you have a sugar... something with sugar. Like, you can't eat sugar. You have an allergy to sugar. I'm like, no, you don't. You just don't want to have a kid that's having sugar. Because it's a whole different dynamic. I'm not calling you out. I love you. Now I'm going to get press on how Max is slaying Eva. But if you want to write something, you can talk about how Eva and I, like, made out all day yesterday and made out with the garden people. And not her garden. We were in her garden, in her front yard. Okay, let's just...
Lots of holes.
You are just digging up holes.
Digging holes.
Yeah,
what are you
doing,
Max?
I don't know. It's just a slippery
kamikaze.
So slippery. Oh, my God. I need you all in the studio to just get back to where we're supposed to be. But I love how that we can talk about gluten. And I know that you don't want to talk about gluten because you're always wanting to talk about, like, political real stuff that's happening. So before we go, because we have a couple more minutes, there were the debates last week. Did you see the debates?
I didn't. My TV's not working.
That's a good thing. Did you see the debates?
No. And I'm not talking politics with Hunter because it never works out. He's so smart. I'm not fucking with that anymore.
Oh, come on.
Well.
No fun.
What do you want to talk about?
No, it's not fun. Listen, I wanted to mention
the
some...
Kardashians.
Oh, please. I don't know.
I will talk about the Kardashians.
I don't know who the Kardashians. I don't know anything about the Kardashians. The only thing I know about the Kardashians is recently I learned that they...
Oh, this is an inside scoop here on Max and Friends.
Inside scoop,
you're
going to
hear it first on Max and Friends.
That they were... they redid a kitchen at a home that they recently built, and the kitchen had recently already been redone with top of the line everything, and they, instead of like removing it and selling it to or giving it to people who could use this stuff, they just told the contractors, just tear it all out. And the contractors smashed marble countertops and tore out custom cabinetry, threw out all, just, they were just like, well, shouldn't we? No, just get
and
rid of it.
Knob.
Just destroy
like all these beautiful
tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. Yeah,
can't
just
throw.
You know, we were just
away.
Saying, listen, they get to do what they want with their money. It just, the conversation we had after is, you know, when people get to a point where they no longer even understand the concept of money, they don't understand what this means to ordinary people. They're disconnected from the ordinary lives. You know, of course, they can smash up their counters if they want, and really, who cares? It's really, to me, it just seems just as
too
a
excessive.
Social observation.
Oh my God, Hunter Cross is talking about the Kardashians.
I know.
Yeah.
Monroe got it.
I did it.
I love it. But what did you want to mention real quick before we got
No, what I up? Wanted to say, that Monroe mentioned something about her father's passing and how important that was to her. And I've often said, because I lost my father too, and to me, that was one of the most important life-changing moments that, you know, I'm not saying that people should, you know, wish the passing of their father to finally find theirs themselves. But I think that when that happens, you're forced into suddenly growing up to be the man or the woman that you were supposed to be, because the person you look to, you know, as your guiding light is gone. And you know, most people, and for me, and I've heard it from you, and I've heard it from so many other people, that their father's passing gave them a certain liberation to be who they are and to kind of come alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we want our parents, you know, those of us who had parents that were loving and a part of our life in a positive way, we want them to live long, happy lives.
Of course.
But when they finally go, they release us from various shackles that they've unwittingly put on us, and we become a lot more free. We become like, things become a lot clearer. We try, we realize some of the foibles that they had in their own lives that held them back, and we realize, you know, I don't have to follow that path. I can follow a different path, and maybe it'll take me somewhere better. Because when we're young, we're sometimes, some of us are taught that our fathers, they're put on a pedestal.
Right, they were like God.
They can do no wrong.
Right.
They're our providers. They're our rocks. They're the people we go to. They're the people who don't cry. You know, these are the strong people. And then when they pass, we recognize weaknesses. We recognize that they're mere mortals, and we find something inside ourselves that's a lot more important than, you know, this illusion of this guy on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes,
or
it's
woman
like a
on
blessing
pedestal
in disguise. Yeah.
But speaking of the shackles, take the shackles off your feet so you can dance, everybody, this week, because I got to wrap this show up. We got to end it. Monroe King, I love you for being here.
Yes,
I'm gonna give
it's
you
been
a big
so
hug.
Much fun.
I love and adore you, Sean Scott.
Yes.
I know you wish we could do this more.
I
in
know
studio.
It's so fun.
Hunter Cross, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So again, everybody, I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week this week. Take life to the max. I'm going to say good night and good karma. And to my Auntie Jackie, who wrote and she signed this to me last year, to Max, you give great radio. With love, Jackie Collins. Aww. And the reason why I give great radio is because I had a guest like you. Jackie Collins, we'll love you forever, but your books, The Santa Angela's Lucky, will always live. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.